So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Good or bad, why were the police talking to you? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how we doing?
Hola.
Hola. Anyways, where should I start? It happened a day prior. It all took place in an apartment complex. I was doing my job, just going there, going to paint the place up, and realized that I thought someone was upstairs. I'm like, hey, man, you come across some vagrants, homeless people during the winters. They take shelter wherever they can. You know, it's cold out there. Anyways, so I'm just saying, hey, man, I don't really give a crap. And
nice.
Thanks. I need to paint this place. Can you please just get the heck out of here? I'm going to be back in an hour. Come back in an hour. You know, they're still thumping on the floor. I'm like, folks, crap, you know. I don't need this crap. So I'm start making all kinds of noise. Right. I turn my car around. I'm not calling the police on people. I'll let someone else call the police. And so I'm turning my vehicle and I'm just raising all kinds of heck outside. And, you know, geez, nothing. No, everybody's just looking at me. No one's calling police. Nothing. Man, it's just like I couldn't believe it. I mean, I was making all kinds of noise. What the heck? And so I'm just like, well, I start noticing this strange car over here, this and that. And I'm like, well, you know, it just appeared to me like some kids were like getting put into a van or something. And I'm like, am I really witnessing like an abduction? You know, so I'm just like, what the hell is going on here? I mean, I was just tripped out. I mean, I hadn't been drinking. I hadn't been doing nothing. The only thing I had done was, took my full prescription of anxiety medicine that morning. I did do a little dope the day before, but I didn't think, you know, anything of it. So I'm just taking note of this and all this going on, man. And then I end up following the kids or whatever. I'm just losing my crap. So then I go over, start banging on some guy's door, and he's just like, what the hell? And so I'm just like, oh, I got to wrap this night up. Right. So I wrap it up. I'm just like, man, I'm going to, end up in jail or something. Get home next day, come back out there. All the lights are on. Everything is not the way I left it. And I pull up there, get all my stuff out. Police show up in like 4 or 5 cars. I'm in a garage and they're just like, dude, what's going on? We heard you were drinking. And I'm like, what? I wasn't drinking. I think there's still someone upstairs. What's wrong with you? You seem a little nervous. I'm like, well, yeah, dude, I'm 52. You got 4 or 5 cop cars pulling up on me now. I'm a little nervous. You know, I've never had good encounters with the police too much. I mean, yeah, there's good guys out there, right? I'm just saying, you know, I'm not trying to be rude or anything. I like the police. I don't like them showing up on me, though.
Well, sure.
Right. So, anyways, well, have you been drinking? No. You've been doing drugs. Well, I took my prescription medicine, and yeah, the other day I did some drugs. You know, and immediately, as soon as I said that, everything was made up, right? They didn't even want to look at the place. I'm like, no, there's someone camping out here, man. You know, and they didn't even want to check it out. Next thing I know, I'm getting arrested. They didn't even offer.
What were you arrested for? Yeah. What was the charge?
A DUI. A Dewey.
Why did they assume that you'd been drinking?
Did they give you a breathalyzer?
Nope. Nothing.
Well, how did they test you for a DUI?
Right. They're saying that I had done methamphetamines or drugs before.
Oh, I see.
And that the day before was long enough for me to be still, I guess, high or something.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. That makes a little. Did you end up beating this in court?
You know what? The 31st of December coming up. Oh. Yeah, I'm getting an attorney. So any attorneys out there?
Okay. Anyway, you might want to go ahead and make that call, man.
Yeah, exactly. That's coming up quick.
I am. I've been checking for attorneys. Look,
depending on what it is, especially, you could call 1-800-DUIAway. If that's the charge on you.
Yeah.
That's the direct one. I had a buddy who called because he heard the ad on our station. They represent the Shout of the Day.
Did he actually need it?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And they did a great job doing the best that they could with this situation.
Sure.
You know, and that's all you can do. You've already done the bad thing. They're not miracle workers.
No, right.
Depending on what you've done, at the level of that, you know what I mean?
Right. What's the punishment going to be?
Exactly.
That's the whole thing.
Good or bad, why were the police talking to you? 206-803-ROCK.
Side note, if they ask, you don't need to offer that up.
Right.
I think even the cops get disappointed at some point. Like, dude, why did you tell us that? Mm-hmm. Like, now we have to
go
through this
process.
By the way,
I have sex with my dog.
Yeah, I mean, but it was 2 days ago. Like, if you could just lie,
oh, I
let it go.
I thought he was someone smoking weed. He was saying he had smoked meth 2 days before.
No.
Well, he said he smoked dope the day before.
Well, I'm just assuming it was weed.
I don't think anyone uses dope for weed anymore, man.
I made the mistake before. Yeah. Hey, do you want to go outside and smoke a bowl? Next thing I know, I'm smoking crack.
Well, that makes more sense if the cops are like, we think you're so high on meth.
Sure. But, well, and based on the story, could have been.
Mm-hmm. And I should have known being in Baltimore, it's probably had crack in it, but I didn't even think about it, because the guy looked like a Rastafarian.
But when you say a bowl, everyone assumes that you mean weed, right? I mean, that's standard.
When I took a hit,
stuff.
I was like this. What was that?
But dope no longer means
right,
weed.
Exactly.
When I was a kid, dope was weed. Now it's one
of
two things.
Yeah, it did dawn on me as he was saying that, and I'm like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
Yep. It did seem like he was defending not drinking or smoking a lot, though.
But again, don't tell him.
Yeah.
I mean, I did a couple of days ago. But, all right.
Good or bad, why were the police talking to you? 206-803-ROCK.
I can't still be high, man. I took that tab like 2 days ago.
It's like, did you kill this man? No, I killed someone entirely different, officer. Like, this.
I beat him to within an inch of his life, but I didn't kill him.
He was alive when I left him. He was just bleeding out.
He had a heart attack. He's had a gun at him.
Hello. So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Oh, Nick, welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, so about a year ago, I want to say it was about in August, I was sitting in my living room watching TV. All of a sudden, I hear tires screeching outside and then a loud bang. And so I look out my window, and there is a car that is now smashed into the side of the storage facility across the street. And so I get up, I run outside, and I go run across the street, ask the lady, hey, are you okay? And she doesn't really respond. She's awake, but she doesn't really respond. She gets out of her car, reaches back in her car, and grabs a bottle of booze and books it down the road. And so one of my neighbors is already on the phone with the police, and so I just kind of stood there and watched the situation. And police show up, they come out there and search her car and then go take it off in her last known direction. And so we're all just sitting there. Suddenly she returns to the scene and she gets back in her car and tries to take off. She puts it in reverse and floors it, but it's no luck to her. The car is stuck to the wall. And so I call the cops back out and it's like, hey, she's here trying to get in her car again, trying to take off. Less than 15 seconds, so they're putting her in cuffs.
Well, that's an exciting evening.
Oh, good. Yeah, good, man. Right. I just, like, why with a bottle of booze in your car?
Right.
You know what I mean? People F up. I get it. People don't necessarily know how drunk they are. No, I don't leave the bar. I'm fine. You try to get their keys. But when you have the bottle in your vehicle, I'm like, I have no question that you know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
You're not so drunk that you don't know that what you're doing is the wrong thing to do. And also, when your first move is to get rid of your bottle of booze, like, you absolutely know what you're doing, right?
Come on. These are the same people, though, that, first of all, never don't drink and drive, but also will go out there and not bother putting their lights on.
Also.
Speeding around. It's just like, like you drive at 11 p.m., it's like, I think half the people out here could get arrested.
You know what's crazy, man? I'm watching the news last night, and this happened in L.A., and they showed this car just blows through an intersection. It's a three-way intersection. There's a coffee shop on the other side. And this car slams into this coffee shop. I mean, basically, just takes the place down. And the way they set it up on the news, it's right before commercial break, so they say, you know, find out what was wrong with this elderly driver. So my wife and I look at each other, like, well, obviously it's like a medical episode, they're 90. They come back, they show the clip again. They were drunk. I was like, oh, damn. Okay, my bad.
Good or bad, why were the police talking to you? 206-803-ROCK.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
this wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.